Last night's Democratic losers included Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. He was a hero to progressives, but as NPR's David Shaper reports, he lost to a political novice.
Ron Johnson appeared to come out of nowhere to steal a Senate seat that had been considered so safe for Democrat Feingold that no established Republican would challenge him. Johnson was helping run his family's plastics manufacturing company here in Oshkosh when he entered the race just 6 months ago. And using millions of his own money, he became a political giant killer. And he seemed a little stunned by the reality of it all as he took the stage to claim his victory.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Throughout the campaign, Johnson attacked Feingold as an out-of-touch career politician and called himself a citizen candidate, touting his business acumen.
You know, my campaign has really been pretty simple because I think the priority is pretty straightforward. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But we know what we need to do. We need to restore fiscal sanity to this nation.
It's a message that seemed to resonate with many Wisconsin voters, including 44-year-old Rick Ludwig of Oshkosh, who says Feingold has been in office long enough and government spending is out of control.
If we have to live within our means, why can't the government?
Ludwig says Ron Johnson will bring a fresh approach to Washington.
He's been in business. He has to face a bottom line. He has to keep budgets, stay within budgets, not keep going back to the owners to get more money to get projects done.
Ludwig and other Wisconsin voters who backed the newcomer, Ron Johnson, say his quiet campaign to topple the once mighty Russ Feingold signals a political shakeup both in Wisconsin and the nation's capital. David Shaper, NPR News in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.